You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 220. Today is all about how to attract those higher caliber clients who are happy to pay your premium rates. Are you ready for this? Let's get started. Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Get ready to ramp up your revenue, amplify your impact, and make your mark in the world. This is the show for experts, thought leaders, and service professionals who want to shatter their limits and achieve that next level. You're going to find out from other experts and influencers how they made it. Now, let's get amplified. Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, authority amplifier for expertpreneurs. And today, let's talk about what it takes to attract higher paying clients, higher caliber clients, dream clients. Now, I want to give a little disclosure because I know a lot of my current clients listen to this show. I promise this episode is not about you. Sometimes I'll have people message me and say, oh my God, am I that client you talked about today? Oh, I don't want to be that client. No, you are not. That is not you. You are my dream client. I have amazing clients. I am so blessed to have extraordinary clients. So I promise this is not about you. Today, what I want to do is talk about some of the things that I've learned along the way in my 21 years of coaching entrepreneurs of all different kinds, and what might be missing if you're attracting clients who are draining you and finding that there are clients who initially seem like they could be a dream client, but later ask for the sun and the moon, but are only willing to pay for just one star. We know who those clients are, and it's not their fault. It's our fault. We've got to shift our gear. We've got to dial in the things I'm talking about today to make sure that the expectations we start with clients and the energy that we're operating from is actually attracting the right dream clients, the right clients who we can serve at the highest level, and we have extraordinary win-win-win outcomes. What I have found is it all starts with our client attraction. Now, this is not a client attraction episode, but I do want to share my absolute favorite best resource for attracting the right clients, and that's podcast guesting and being a guest expert on virtual and in-person stages, more virtual than in-person these days. And one of the things I get asked this a lot, is how do I really attract clients from those platforms? It starts by avoiding 17 common mistakes. Because if you're out there guesting on podcasts and it's not working for you, or you're guesting on virtual stages and it's not working for you, I promise you, you're making one of these 17 mistakes. So we start with knowing what doesn't work, and then I show you what does. And you can access that resource if you head to getmagneticmessaging.com/report. Okay, and I will link that up in the show notes for you as well. And what you'll find is a very easy downloadable checklist of the types of things that we unconsciously do that derail the energy we're building with a potential client, gaining that interest, moving them from being just passively listening to intrigued and invested, and inspiring them to want to find out more and hopefully hire you. So you can get that again at getmagneticmessaging.com/report. Now, let's talk about what has to shift to attract more high-paying dream clients. First and foremost, I like to look at what's not working. And by understanding what's not working, then we can start to get a clear picture of what is working. And that means we do have to start with, where are you attracting your clients right now? One of the things that I find is oftentimes missing is you don't have clarity, or you're fishing in the wrong prospect pools. So the first two things you've got to do is get clear who your ideal clients are and get clear where are they showing up, so you're making sure that you're being visible and you're sharing your message and doing client attraction work in the right places. So let's start with clarity, and then where does that translate to prospect pools? Clarity basically means you know who your ideal client really is. Because here's what happens a lot. You think you know who your ideal client is. You get on a phone call with somebody who maybe is a little bit in the gray zone. and you know you can help them, but there's a part of it that's maybe a little like, oh, I don't know. They sound like they maybe want things I don't do well, or I know enough about that I think I can help them. And all of a sudden, we've taken on a client that's not really a good fit, and or they want things that you can do but are not. It's not your superpower, and it's going to end up being a mess. So when you're clear with your ideal client vision, you know who these clients are, what they do in the world, what makes them ideal. You're really clear about the character and the needs they have. You know what it's like to work with your ideal client, even if you've never done it before. Maybe you've got a sense of what isn't working and you can flip that into what does work. You know what they're struggling with or what they're shooting for in their life and in their business that intersects with your superpowers. I like to give my clients a very simple exercise, and it's super powerful, and that is I help them create an ideal client vision, almost as if you were out there in the dating world and you've always heard, like, create a vision of who your perfect mate is, or maybe you've done this for a team member. Create a vision of who your perfect team member is. Well, create a vision for who your ideal client is and paint a picture of who they are. And if you need to, create some quick signature elements of who they are not, so that when you get into those moments when you're faced with choosing, is this a client for me or not, and you are getting caught up in the energy of, well, I think I can help them, but you're not sure, you can go back through this statement and really connect with, is this the right client for me? This is important in a lot of ways because energy is real. Like, when we are clear at this level, everything else shifts to continue to support that clear vision. We will be able to evolve and enhance the other things I'm going to talk about. But it also helps us with part two, which is, where are we marketing? Where are we doing client attraction? Where are we speaking? You know, for a long time, I found myself saying yes to a lot of different speaking opportunities that weren't really attracting ideal clients. And I started to realize the nuances. And so once you get some basics down and you're used to working with lots of clients, you might start to notice that they may give the impression they're an ideal client, but if you dig deeper into character and deeper goals and personality and how they show up in the world as a client, are they doers? Are they visionaries? Are they creatives? You can actually fine-tune this, and that will help you fine-tune where you do your marketing. And so start to look at the places that you're saying yes, the places that your message is going out in the world. I was working with a client in Amplify Mastermind around this because she was getting clients coming in, but they weren't willing to pay her rates. And she wasn't asking for the sun and the moon, but she wanted to charge what she was worth. And I was inviting her to hold that standard, to hold on to her value, and not massage it or degrade it by meeting non-ideal clients at the level they thought they could afford. Because what that does is that compromises your energy systems. And what we started discovering was that she was marketing herself in the wrong prospect pools, and she was attracting a lot of people that definitely wanted what she could offer, but not willing to pay what she needed to charge to make it a great win to deliver that offering. And by shifting her clear picture of who an ideal client was, she started to find she easily attracted ideal clients in. So when you have that clarity and then you look at the marketing pools that you're in and say, is that really my space? Is that really where my ideal clients are? Is this really attracting the clients that I want to work with? You might find it's a no, and then it's easier to decide what places to share your message. So this will affect where you guest on podcasts, what kind of speaking events you say yes to, where you focus your marketing effort. It will affect pretty much everything else. So let's assume that you've got your clear vision, you've got clarity about your prospect pools, you're starting to make these changes, and you're still attracting the wrong people. They're not willing to pay what it is that you want to ask. This is kind of the stage two. Once we've got the basics in place, there's four more things I look at. And one is raising your standards. Sometimes what we thought was an ideal client is not an ideal client once we start to work with them and we will need to fine tune who they are. So another one of my clients I've been working with, she has no shortage of clients, certainly not a problem. But what she found was she had clients who wanted what she didn't want to deliver, but what she was compromising herself and her growth opportunity and continued to say yes to those people for the safety of the money. And this happens, right? We go for the safety of the sure money instead of really trusting that if we can hold on to our standards and say, this is what I'm saying yes to, and you get the other three pieces in place, you actually will attract better fitting clients. This is about energy. And this is about making sure that energetically we hold our standards and make sure we're delivering at that level, but only saying yes to the client base who can be in those standards with us. And those standards are up to you. It may be I'm only willing to work with people who will implement in 30 days. Or it might be that you're only going to work with clients that are willing to work with you in your group programs versus clients who want one-on-one. Or I'm only willing to work with clients who are willing to invest at higher levels because I know they've got more skin in the game. Or I'm only willing to work with clients who are going to pay their invoices on time. I'm only willing to work with clients who give me the respect of my ideas and will stay open to new possibilities. So look at what hasn't been working and ask yourself, if I raised my standard in this area, what new kind of client would I work with? Okay, so this isn't about throwing everything out the window, but really fine-tuning the quality and the caliber of what you say yes to. And this may hit you a little bit wrong today, and you may think, wow, like this is really egotistical, or can I really do that? I want to challenge you and inspire you a little bit today to raise your game. Because if you're not making the money you want, if you're not enjoying the clients you have, if you're maybe resisting and resenting growing your business, ask yourself, what if I raise the caliber of the kind of clients I work with? And this could be for your group programs. It could be for your one-on-one work. It could be for any of it. But just check in. Are the standards of the people I'm accepting the right fit for me? I had a client a few years ago who she, again, had great client base, but she was having clients who were not paying their bills on time. And I said, are they really your ideal clients? Or are you accepting them because you want the money? And when she really got truthful with herself, she said, yeah, I'm bringing them in. I'm accepting them because I want the sure money. And I said, what if you raise your standards and anybody who doesn't pay on time, give them one or two, passes, because you never know what's happening with people. But what if this is a chronic thing, you cut them loose? And she did. And what she found was she actually doubled her client base over those next few months because she was not energetically depleted chasing clients who weren't paying on time. And she had more energy. She had more enthusiasm. She wasn't secretly resenting her business for creating these kind of draining issues. So raise your standards. The second thing to look at is your messaging. Is your message the right message to attract that higher caliber of client? This one's really powerful. And oftentimes our messaging hasn't grown with us, and our messaging is still attracting people who are maybe the older version of you or the older offerings that you've had. So you might want to look at your message and make sure it's attractive and compelling to the level of client that you're wanting to attract now. I had a personal experience with this a few years back when I realized that a lot of my messaging in 2010 had morphed to people who were maybe not experiencing the level of financial success they wanted. And I realized that even though I could serve those clients, at a certain point, they were not able to go into other programs because they did not have the financial bandwidth to make higher level financial investments. So they might take my first level program, but not my next level program because the disconnect of money was there. And so I had to look at How is my messaging attracting people who can only do one thing and not necessarily grow through my client journey? And so messaging is really key. So look at, what is the message I'm leading with? What are the first 3 to 5 messaging experiences? What is the podcast guesting message? What is the speaking message? What is the message on my lead magnet? And that leads me to the third component, and that is your offerings. Is your offering, your core signature offering and your next step offerings, is that serving the needs of that higher level client? Is it attractive to people who are struggling or attractive to people who are thriving, right? Like, is this person struggling to pay their bills the one that's going to say yes to that first opportunity? Or is it going to really meet the needs of that dream client who's going to start there and then want more? So look at your client journey and say, what am I painting as a roadmap of how to move through the different offerings? And are these, the message and the offering, designed to attract these dream clients that I say I want? Or am I subconsciously or unconsciously attracting people that I don't want to work with because my offerings are designed for them? Okay, sometimes we just get into this unconscious way of messaging things and designing things because our comfort zone is that client, but we know they're not necessarily the level of client that we want to be working with more in the future. Okay, so again, just look at what we have in place and how are the people out there experiencing the and perceiving you as the kind of person they want to work with. And the last thing is boundaries. Sometimes all the things are right, but we just have to have the courage to say no to the wrong clients, trusting that if we do that, we will create space for the right clients. Sometimes the wrong client comes in and we have to untangle ourselves from them. Sometimes the client is right when they start, but through life experiences or changes in the marketplace or the evolution that they're in, they become the wrong person and it's not really the best fit moving forward. That's where you need to have the courage to let them go. And think about, how is it affecting your energy? And if it's negatively affecting your energy, I guarantee you it's negatively affecting their energy. There will be things that feel out of sync. If we can raise our boundaries and really enforce them so that you're super crystal clear when it's not a good fit, and you can communicate that in a kind and graceful and compassionate way, and even think about how you can message early on to those people what you're looking for and what makes a good fit and a not a good fit, and they can self-select out. Trust that if people that you think are a good fit are not actually saying yes, and you've done a good job communicating the boundaries, chances are they know they're not going to rise up into that level of standard you have for them, then let them go. Focus on serving the people that meet the energetic match of a high caliber client for you. Clarity, niche, raise your standards, get the messaging in place that's going to attract those higher caliber of person. They're willing to pay more, that are able to pay more. Get your offerings to meet the needs of that higher caliber client and make sure they're priced accordingly with the value of the person you want to attract for what you're delivering. And boundaries. Okay, so are you going to take the challenge? Is it time for you to attract these higher paying clients? Make sure you get my resource. And if you know that you need to up-level your client type and shift energetically who you're serving, and it's time to raise your game around the kind of clients you're working with, and you don't know where to start with this, reach out. Let's get you an Amplify audit booked, and let's figure out what you need to do to create the platform that does attract higher paying clients, that does attract that next caliber of clients that you deserve and who are looking for you right now. It transforms everything. And it is one of the key ingredients of an authority-based business, someone who's able to influence others. I hope you will step into this. Remember, you're not leaving people behind. You're inspiring them to raise their game too. And I promise you, it is a powerful place to be in business. Thanks for tuning in today, Amplifier. Be sure to join us right now in the Amplify Your Authority community at authorityamplifiers.com, and I'll share my 7 proven tips to be a highly paid expert that stands out in a crowded market. Plus, we're going to keep this conversation going, and I want to hear from you how you're going to amplify your authority and make a greater impact. Before you go, please take a minute to give our show and our guests some love over on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe, rate, and review. Leave your full name, and I'll spotlight you and your authority on social media.